How's it going? This is Dante, and you're listening to Dante's Inferno. Hope you get a ton of value from this episode, and it makes your life at least 1% better. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy.
Namaste.
Welcome. I'm Dante from TakeActionLifestyles.com, and in this video, we're going to be talking about why, how, and when you should let go of toxic people in your life, and when you should help them, right? When you should let them go, and when you should keep them in your life. What's up, Linda? So last night, I had a buddy of mine, old acquaintance. We kind of stopped talking for like 5 months. He just kind of dropped off the radar, wouldn't return texts or calls. And so I just kind of let it go, you know? What's up, Linda? Good afternoon. He hit me up on my phone, and he wanted to hang out. There was an open mic, and I was like, okay, you know, let me see if I can get a ride over there. I GPS'd it. It's like an hour away. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's really, really far. Like, if you want to come pick me up, I can give you gas money. But, like, I don't know if anyone I can get. You know, when you ask for a ride, it's normally like 10, 20, 30 minutes max. An hour is kind of a long time. So I didn't really want to put that on anybody, even if I'm giving them gas money. It's like, it's a long chunk of time. So I told them, like, you know, maybe come out Monday night. That's when I go to this bar. It's like half hour away. It's called Joe's Grotto. It's amazing. Tons of good people. That's where I play my music. What's up, Nikesh? Whoops. Did not mean to put it on a quiet mode. I'm like, come out Monday night. We'll chill. We'll laugh. We'll talk. We'll catch up. Come out Monday. So he's like, yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. So call ended. Went back to working. And then he hit me up. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate you sharing. Seriously, it means the world. So he calls me back like 5-10 minutes later and he's like, you know what? Let's just do it. And I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. So he drives an hour, picks me up, and we go driving for a while. I call the open mic place. What's up, Michael? Michael's a good friend of mine. I volunteered at a self-help event in winter in Miami, excuse me. And he was out there, and we had some epic times. Michael's a really, really good guy. Anyway, so we're driving, and we're kind of just talking, catching up. He's talking to me about bands, but he's really... his energy, his behavior, it's very like jerky, it's chaotic, it's like, oh, ha 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 ha, like laughing way too hard at things. But I'm just kind of sitting there, like, I'm not judging anybody. I came from toxicity, I came from not loving myself, hating myself, not accepting myself. And when you're holding on to past pain and trauma, it makes you weird. It makes you unsocially calibrated. Like, you laugh way too hard at things, you laugh at the inappropriate times, you feel like, you know, everything you're doing is wrong, you feel, you know, like an outcast. It's not normal because the pain is like coming up out of you. It's being triggered by, you know, other people or events or situations. So I completely understand it's not his fault. And it wasn't my fault. And it's none of, you know, anybody's fault. So I'm kind of just like being in the space, being with him, you know, talking with him, giving him some good energy, laughing, you know, flaring the conversation up to some lighter stuff, like a joke, right? Tying into something that's funny. Kind of breaking up the density, breaking up, like just giving him space to kind of chill out and just, you know, be at ease, you know, be present to the moment. So we're hanging out, we go to a bar, and he orders, he's telling me the whole time, like, oh, you know, I haven't been drinking for like, I've been sober for this amount of time, blah, 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 blah. We go to the bar, and he gets some alcohol, like, right away. And I can see, like, as soon as we get to the bar, he's like pushing his head, and it's just like, this kind of like jerky movements, and he's kind of scanning around the room, you know, walks up to the bar, he's like, all right, man, you know, dealer's choice. Kind of drinking it. He's completely in his head. And a big thing that Glenn and I teach is that you want to be aware of the energy you're carrying within yourself. And something that Eckhart Tolle teaches is being present to the moment. So most people are not in control of their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. They're at they're in reaction to it, right? They're at the slave to their minds. They're at the slave to their thoughts. So and when you're holding on to past pain and trauma, you have to self-medicate with cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, gossip, negativity, just any form of lower vibrational energy. And one of those things is alcohol. So he starts drinking, and then he kind of calms down a little bit, but he's just all over the place, and it's chaotic. And, you know, towards the end of the night, we leave the bar, and I'm hitting up one of my musician friends, see if he wants to hang out, you know, jam, maybe smoke a little weed, listen to some music, as musicians tend to do. And he doesn't answer. He ends up being working for like 12 hours. He's too tired. He's burnt out. So I'm like, okay, man, let's just go like park the car and kind of walk around and maybe get some coffee and just like talk and stuff. And at this point, it kind of dawns on me that something's very, very wrong. Like, he's driving way too fast, like, cutting corners. He's, like, yelling at people. It's, like, really extreme behavior, and he's not aware of it. And I call it out at one point. I'm just like, dude, why are you being so weird? Like, what's going on? Like, are you okay? What's going on with you, man? Like, park the fucking car. So we park on the side of the road. I'm just, like I say, like, dude, what's up with you, man? Like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And he's just kind of avoiding it, kind of letting a little bit out, but like avoiding it, and just more weird behavior. I ended up bringing him over to the house. I cooked him some food, gave him some tea, you know, lit some fucking sage. We had a jam session, and I was just trying to talk to him, right? Like, just calming him down, and just kind of calling out his behavior as it flared up, right? As this low vibration energy, this past trauma, whatever the fuck he didn't share with me, but whatever he's holding on to is like coming out of him. I'm trying to like give him space so that it's okay to kind of calm down, to like bring some kind of awareness so he can realize what the fuck he's doing and that it's not him. And I keep saying to him, I'm like, listen, man, like, I'm calling out behavior and I'm saying, this is not you. Like, you're the observer of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, right? I showed him my Eckhart Tolle video. That completely pissed him off, which people stuck in ego, like space, something else we teach in energy awareness training with Glenn, space, pausing, the ego and low vibrational energy fucking hates this because it wants you distracted, right? The three purposes we'll review again is to block you from high vibrational energy because it's powerless against it. It's powerless against optimism, feeling good, taking action, feeling great, all these higher levels of energy. It wants to keep you distracted, having your thoughts going a million miles an hour, because what happens if you're attached to a thought? Well, you get hooked on it. You start worrying about the future, thinking about the past, assigning importance to something. Oh my God, I gotta do this. What happens when we assign importance to something? Well, it kind of makes us want to get it, right? It makes it kind of important. You're like, oh yeah, you know, probably lets you take a little bit of action. But ultimately, what happens if you don't get that thing? You feel like shit. So anytime we assign importance to something, we create a negative polarity. And when that happens, we open the door to suffering and pain. So nothing is fucking important, right? We have a short life. We're human beings. Like, nothing is important. Just let go of attachment to shit. And I know, easier said than done. I get it. And that's why we have free videos and free content and fucking programs and this and this and this. So I'm calling out his behavior, and he's not getting it. I show him the Eckhart Tolle video. He's like, what? He's like, because the intro, Eckhart Tolle is kind of just sitting there like this. And he's watching the video, Edgar, right, my friend. And he's just like, when is he gonna talk? It's like, he can't even like sit still. He's like, he's like writhing, almost like someone lit him on fire. And it kind of is like that in a way. It's kind of a good analogy, accidentally, I just came up with. Like, your ego can't stand space. If you're so rooted in trauma, low vibrational energy, pain, right? When we say low vibrational energy, that means trauma, all the fucked up shit that's happened in your life, all your limiting beliefs, all that shit. This is the catch-all term. This whole category gets all that. When you're hanging on to that stuff, you are weird. And it's not you, as in you are weird. It's the behavior, the energy attached to your energetic body, your spiritual body. People have different terminologies and, you know, respect. Because you're holding on to that, it's making you weird. You can't just be at ease. You can't just be okay in your body and feel free, feel strong, feel healthy, feel happy. Because you're holding on to pain. It's like if I was holding on to a cold, I'm just like, ow! Fuck, ow, ow. People are like, what are you saying ow for? I'm just like, I don't know, ow, ow. Like, no, just let go of the fucking call. And we have exercises and releases for that on YouTube. So, you know, I'll link the channel up somewhere up here or down below. Click it, go do one of the releases. It's amazing. But the main overarching principle is being present to the moment. Because when you're present to the moment, you're not caught up in your thoughts. You're not caught up in your past. You're not assigning importance to stuff. You're detached from everything. And when you're detached from everything and you're in your body, not your head, you move it down, your consciousness down, then you are happy. Nothing's like penetrating you. You don't feel overwhelmed. You feel in control. You feel happy. And you move up the levels of energy. You start being more creative, right? But you need to have the space. Always be encouraging the space. And that's why it's very, very important to start your mornings off with a morning routine that a lot of time has a lot of breath work. That's what I do. That's how you move energy. When we're stuck in our head, when our energy is stuck up here, it starts much like water. If water is sitting still, it's gonna accumulate dirt, fucking like flies, like all, you don't wanna drink it, it's gross. It's gonna make you sick. Same thing with our energy. But if it's moving, much like water in a stream, it stays clean. And breath and stillness moves the energy. And then it doesn't lock up. It doesn't turn into low vibrational energy when it sits. It becomes high vibrational energy. It becomes happiness, feeling good. And yeah, that's like the biggest thing. So he came over, you know, I cook him some food, have some tea, calm him down. He's not going for it. Eventually, I'm really tired. I have an interview that, or not interview, a podcast set up for Glenn and this other guy, which went amazingly. And that was at 9:30. So I'm like, I got to get up. You know, I love you. You're fucking awesome, bro. But I got to go to sleep. I have some things to do. You know, nothing personal. That flipped. He just flipped out. He's like, rah, rah, rah. He's like, fine, man. No, cool, bro. It's fine. Whatever, man. Whatever. Whatever. And I'm like, you want me to walk you out, man? Like, you all right? He's like, no, yeah, I'm fine. Whatever. Good seeing you, bro. Good seeing you. Super weird behavior. I'm just like, he goes outside. He sits in the driveway. And he keeps like yelling. I don't even know what he's yelling. He's yelling shit to me, and I'm just like, it's super late. There's fucking neighbors. Like, it's so weird, and he's so oblivious, so unconscious, because he's stuck up here. He's stuck attached to this situation. Oh, I gotta do this, or oh, this health problem, or it's pushing him so fucking far in his head. He has no awareness. The awareness is key, because if you're not aware, if you're unconscious, if your fucking thoughts, feelings, and emotions are ruling you, you're going to suffer. What's up, Wade? Guys, if you don't know, Wade's on American Idol. Go look him up. He's amazing. Go follow him. Vote for Wade. His voice is like an angel, like kissing diamonds. Okay, it's amazing. Nasher, or Nasher. Hope I'm saying that correctly. What's up, guys? So, you want to bring awareness. And I mean like moment-to-moment awareness of how you're feeling. Okay? If you're ever feeling bad, like sit down, take a break. If you're at work, go to the urinal, whatever. And just sit with yourself and tune in to how you're feeling. The awareness, bringing your awareness down to your body, like, how am I feeling right now? And understanding, like, you're not your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. You're the silent observer behind them, right? You're the stillness, you're the presence, you're the infinite consciousness, soul, spirit, whatever terminology you want to use. People go out of their minds when I start saying words like this. It just triggers them, like, but no, it doesn't exist. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Whatever you believe in, respect, cool. But you want to bring awareness, okay? This is super practical. It's not some woo-woo crystal fairy bullshit. It's fucking practical. When you're aware of how you're feeling, when you're aware of the energy in your body, okay? You're present in the moment. You're out of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. You don't suffer. Doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter what's happening. You can handle it. You're good. So try to incorporate more stillness, more quiet, right, into your life. Try to check in how you're feeling periodically. And, you know, do the breath work in the morning. There's an exercise on YouTube. I'm going to link it up right now as I end this video. I got to do more videos and check on, reply to everybody. I got like 200 comments to respond to. I love you guys. Thank you so much for watching this video. Please incorporate more awareness, more presence into your life. Because if we're not attached to our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, we feel good. When we're attached, when we live up here, we're not just being. When we're living up here, that's where suffering and pain comes from. Okay? You ever heard the expression, that guy's in his head, you're in your head? I'm not in my head. Right here. I love you guys. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a ton of value. If you did, can you please send this episode right here, this one in your hand right now. Can you feel it? Can you send this one to one person if you think it's going to value them? If you think that if this gave you some value, if it improved your life at least 1%, can you please send this to one person that you also think it will benefit at least 1%? Let's keep spreading this movement. I want to end emotional suffering for people. This information will do that. So please help me do that. Please spread high vibration energy. We all know the energetic law of reciprocity. Whatever energy you put out into the world, you get that back times 200%. So if you give out good high vibrational energy, you're going to get that back 200%. I know I'm asking for something right now that's really not a big ask, but it is an ask. I respect the fact that it is an ask. But know that this is connected to a much larger grand scheme of things. And the universe puts you in touch with me to listen to this episode for a reason. So please help me end emotional suffering and share this with one person. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.